The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random show and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 17 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. And today we're going to take a peek at deconstructing comics and their actual description. Once you get to it, you have to scroll past a bunch of testimonials. Is this Deconstructing Comics is a podcast about the craft of comics. Tim, Brandon, Kumar, and guest reviewers discuss a variety of comics, both recent work and classics, and present interviews with a variety of comic creators, mainstream, indie, and even international. And our occasional critiquing comics episodes, Tim and Muel will even critique your comic, whether you've got a comic going and you're trying to promote it, or you haven't even started yet and need some help getting rolling. We hope you'll come here for inspiration and tips, and there's plenty of interest for the casual comic book or graphic novel fan as well. Their website is deconstructingcomics.com. What's really odd is they're using the PowerPress plugin from Blueberry, but they're hosted on Libsyn, and you're probably missing out on some additional stats, said the guy that works for Libsyn. So, gentlemen, you might want to reach out to me on support. And we're going to listen to episode number 22 in about 60 seconds or less. Maybe it's in your desk drawer or it's sitting on your dresser laughing at you. You know what I'm talking about. It's that microphone that you bought back in 2020. You had something to say and you were going to say it. And now it's 2023 and your brain has convinced you, yeah, that's a bad idea. And you say things like, well, I was bored during the pandemic. And if that's true, well, you're not the person I'm trying to reach. I'm talking to the person who had a solid idea with lots of passion and experience and personality. They just need some help and advice. And if that's you, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener today and get access to courses, an awesome podcasting community, and as much one-on-one coaching as you need. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose or worry about. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener, and let's see what we can do together. And it goes a little something like this.
This week, a caped boy fights crime in a city full of corrupt cops. Ryan Cecil Smith joins me to discuss Ben Sears' graphic novel, Young Shadow. First, if you appreciate the work we do on Deconstructing Comics and our other podcasts, we'd love it if you'd support the show at patreon.com/deconcomics for as little as $2 a month. Check out our goals and rewards and pledge your support now at patreon.com/deconcomics. This is Tim.
This is Ryan.
And this is Deconstructing Comics.
All right, we're going to rock out to some old sticks, maybe some Genesis. Music for the sake of nothing. Let me bore you with my bad music. Voiceover anytime now? Or am I supposed to just dance?
Welcome to
here?
Deconstructing Comics. This is Tim in Tokyo with Ryan in the Los Angeles area. How are you doing?
Hey, Tim. I'm great. It's Friday right now. It's Friday evening for me, Saturday for you, so it's a happy time.
Yeah. And, of course, Ryan's done a few critiques with me recently, but we decided maybe it'd be good to do something that's maybe a little higher quality than some of the critique material. So we're doing.
So you're saying your old material was bad?
By Fantagraphics.
Yep.
And this is called Young Shadow by Ben Sears. Now I had to get straight in my mind that he's someone different from Bart Sears.
Because Bart Sears
used to do work for Marvel, but
Ryan's audio is not great.
Like 25 years older than Ben Sears.
Oh, I don't even know this guy. Yeah, well, Ben Sears is a young man by most accounts.
Yeah, I read the Comics Journal interview with him and said he was born in 1988.
Oh my gosh, that's how young he is?
Yes.
Well, you know what? Human to human, I can still relate to him, you know?
Human to human?
Yeah.
But, as opposed
that's
to
the year before I came to Japan, so.
Oh my goodness, Tim. Wow, that's nice. Well, yep, well, yep. You know, actually, so I'll tell you what. I consider myself friends with Ben. I hope that is
that was an easy edit.
Interest. I should just say that. I've worked with Ben. I like Ben, but I hadn't read this whole book before, and I'm a fan of his work, and I kind of wanted to talk about this one. I think I suggested it.
Yeah, you suggested this one. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just curious to hear what your read is on it, you know, and how you felt about it, and I'll talk about how I felt about it too. And
okay. Yeah, it's called a review. So
Young Shadow is a kid who's a costumed hero. He doesn't have any powers. It reminded me of when I was a kid, and my brother and I, we had Superman and Batman costumes that our mom had made.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was just, you know, a cape, basically. Paul had a bat cowl, though, just like this blue cloth bat cowl with ears.
Wow, good.
And so we would play Junior Batman and Junior Superman.
Yes.
And I did fantasize about, like, what if we, like, really fought crime? And, you know, at the time we were living in Centerville, Iowa, which is about 6,000, 7,000 people.
Uh-huh.
You know, not many superheroes around.
To your knowledge.
You know, yeah, I thought about it. I thought, well, we'd probably get shot, so I think we won't do that. But I did do comics about us as Junior Batman and Junior Superman fighting crime in Centerville.
Uh-huh. All right. Tying it back to the topic today.
The main character, he's everyone calls him Kid, you know?
This guy's audio is not good.
Everyone's like, hey, Kid. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe this kid's like 15 or something. And yeah, he has no powers. He's just like, it's just like a kid who seems to go around at night and call people on their phones and be like, hey, have you seen
okay,
any trouble?
So at this point, like, no. Am I thinking, like, no. I wonder what happens next?
But he, you kind of like see this thing, like, you know, it ramps up into a whole story. And like the first fight he gets into is just like a bunch of like kind of assholes hanging out in a park.
Kids.
I almost said teenagers, but one of the kids' father later says, like, my adult son is such a waste of space. So, you know, a bunch of maybe college-age goons and this, like, 15 or 16-year-old, like, lectures them and beats them up.
Yeah, and he's a really good fighter. But then on the other hand, so the plot centers around this key that he finds and doesn't know what it's for, but
eventually
he finds out and he's trying to keep it away from the bad guys. But I felt like him, when he was out walking the dog, pulling out the key and looking at it was not a very smart move. You know, somebody saw him and that got him in trouble. And so I felt like, well, he is a kid. He does make some amateurish moves.
All right, a couple quick things. I like the fact that you said, I'm so-and-so, and I'm Ryan, and you jumped right into the title. And then you had this weird music that went on way too, like, cut that music, like, welcome to the, and then, like, voiceover right there. Wait, I don't need to dance for, you know, 30 seconds before the voiceover comes in. Again, just keeps things moving. You let us know we're doing a review today. The introduction of that was really weird because you kind of crapped on something you did before. Oh, before we've done these somewhat bad reviews, but today we're doing it. I don't know. I'd have to go back and listen to that, but it was a really weird introduction as opposed to today. We're going to talk about whatever it is, Bat Boy. He has no superpowers, which to me was like, okay, what's he got going on? And I would advise you to go watch something like Siskel and Ebert. They're an old movie review guys back from probably the late 70s, early 80s, and they got right to it. You know, the film is about such and such and such and such and such and such, and here's why I liked it and here's why I didn't like it. And you don't have to be quite as concise as those guys were, but tell me what the comic is so I understand what it is. And you started to do that, like, hey, he's, you know, he's whatever, shy boy, bat boy, whatever, was some boy guy with a cape and no superpowers, but he likes, he's a really good fighter and yada, yada, yada. You know, so I don't know if you can do that without spoiling the comic, but give me a gist of it, of what it is, so that you can then start telling me why you liked it or not. I thought it was cool that Ryan disclosed that he knew the author, and then you spent a lot about the author on how you confuse him with somebody else. And the whole time I'm like, do I need to know this? Do I need to know that, you know, sometimes Dave Jackson gets confused with Michael Jackson, and, well, I don't know. I, you know, did we need that? Did that somehow add to the review? And so for me, it would be like, hey, welcome to the show. Today, like you did, we're reviewing this comic. The author is so-and-so. And then if there's something in that person's bio that is relevant to their credibility or to the, that's going to get people to listen. Oh, this guy was also one of the guys behind such and such. I would include that in introducing the author, then explain what the comic is, the synopsis of it, and then did you like it or not? Because that's really what a review is. And in the end, you always want to know, would you read it or not? And the other thing you have to keep in mind is Siskel and Ebert rarely agreed on anything. So I knew if the bald guy liked it, I would like it. And if the fat guy liked it, I was probably going to hate it. And so the other thing I wanted to talk about is your audio quality. Ryan's especially is he's way too far away from his microphone. My guess is he's got a Blue Yeti. It's on the desk. You want your microphone about three finger widths away. And so consequently, when nobody was talking, there was a lot of hiss. Let me give you a clip here.
Wow, that's nice. Well, yep. You know, actually, so I'll tell you what, I consider myself friends with Ben.
So I think it's safe to say there was an edit that could have been done here, but here's that same clip with a noise gate.
Wow, that's nice. Well, yep. You know, actually, so I'll tell you what, I consider myself friends with Ben.
So I'm not going to play that same clip with the noise gate and the noise reduction on in Hindenburg Journalist.
Wow, that's nice. Well, yep. You know, actually, so I'll tell you what, I consider myself friends with Ben. You know, actually, so I'll tell you what, I consider myself friends with Ben.
So there you have the original as well. And obviously, that clip should have just been, instead of up, well, yeah, well, it should have just started right here.
I consider myself friends with Ben. I hope that isn't a conflict of interest. I should just say that.
So, and I realize there are those who are going to say, yeah, but that's how we talk in real life. But for me, anytime I can make myself sound better, why wouldn't you? So I would have Ryan get a little closer to his microphone, record at a higher level, because hiss is introduced when you record too soft. Just think of it like a bucket. You've got a bucket that can be filled up to the line that says full, and you're about halfway down. Well, what else is in the bucket then? Hiss. So when you fill it up with water, or in this case, sound, there's no room for hiss. And you don't want to go too far, or your bucket will overflow, or in sound, you will distort. So nothing here that's not easily fixable with a little mic technique, maybe some plugins to remove some noise. But again, if you record it right, you don't need the noise. Sharpen up that intro a little bit and then get to the review as quickly as possible. And you don't have to spend, you don't have to do a play-by-play on the comic book. You can explain the gist of it. Because if you do a play-by-play, well, then you're kind of in the territory of doing spoilers. So explain what the comic is, what it's about, and people are tuning in if you like it or not. That's really the bottom line. They want to know, did you like it? Should I go buy this? And should I go read it? If you would like your podcast right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, it's super simple. Go out to podcastrodeoshow.com/store and order your review today. In the next episode, we'll be listening to the Real Estate Investing with the REI Mastermind Network. That is the name of the podcast. To subscribe and follow to the show, again, the website, podcastrodeoshow.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you that there is always room for improvement. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.